is that terrorism is as they define it. You see, for them, terrorism is something carried out by a man with a turban and a beard living in the Tora Bora. And it's true that that man is responsible for many acts of terrorism. But terrorism can also be carried out by men in suits, in the White House, in Whitehall, men who command predator drones to kill innocent people down below who are equally guilty of no crime. Terrorism is the Israeli armed forces raining down death and destruction on people in Lebanon or people in Gaza. I'm against all terrorism, whether it stems from the Tora Bora or from occupied Jerusalem and the cabinet room of Netanyahu, or from the White House, or from Whitehall in London. I'm against all terrorism. Equally, I know this is a bit Donald Rumsfeldish, talking about what I'm not going to be talking about. I'm not here to talk against Jews, some of whom are in the audience this evening and who wholeheartedly support us. Only a racist could be against Jews, just as only a racist could be against blacks or Muslims or Arabs or Asian people. And all of my life I have fought against racism. The people who are whipping up anti-Semitism in the world are those who claim to act on behalf of something they call the Jewish state. We don't accept that nomenclature. We don't accept that there is any synonym between Jews and Zionists. George Bush was a Zionist, but he was not a Jew. A matter of fact, he probably doesn't even like Jews. Certainly there are no Jews in his country club in Texas because they wouldn't have them as members. We celebrate the presence in our movement here in the United States and around the world and in so-called Israel itself of the many Jewish people who stand for justice for Palestine. And we will not accept that by speaking out against the racist apartheid ideology of Zionism that we are in any way against Jews. We simply won't accept it at all. Neither am I here, contrary to what I read on the internet, to support Hamas. This report this morning said I gave millions of dollars to Hamas. What they mean is, I gave millions of dollars worth of ambulances and wheelchairs and bread and water and medicine and children's toys to the besieged people of Gaza who are being starved to death to punish their parents for voting in a democratic election for somebody that Britain, America, and Israel doesn't like. Let me say again for the avoidance of doubt, I'm not a supporter of Hamas, but I am a supporter of democracy. And the only people entitled to choose the leadership of the Palestinian people are the Palestinians themselves and not their enemies and not their usurpers. The chairman, in his kind introduction, talked about the three convoys in the last 12 months or so that I was privileged to lead through the siege into Gaza. And the last time I was here, it's true, I was encouraging people to support these convoys. I don't think I've spoken to you about what happened to us in February, but it's worth doing so for a few minutes this evening. 550 of us drove all the way from London in our ambulances, in our vehicles filled with aid, through Europe, into Greece, from Greece into Turkey, where we aligned ourselves with the greatest humanitarian organization I have ever met anywhere in the world, the Turkish organization IHH, IHA in Turkish, $120 million a year humanitarian organization working all over the world, but with special emphasis on Palestine. Our convoy doubled overnight. We were joined by hundreds of Turkish activists. The IHH organization was founded by the Turkish leader and hero of the Islamic world, Tayyip Erdogan. And how I wished, as we entered the Arab world, that the Arab countries had a leader like Erdogan. What a difference the Muslim world would be in if they were all led by Erdogans. I have never forgotten the performance at Davos when, in the face of the killer, Perez, Erdogan called him a child killer, told him how good he was at killing children, and stood up, unhooked his microphone, and began to walk off the stage. But I've never forgotten the actions of the Secretary General of the Arab League, who was also on the platform, who got up to applaud Erdogan as he walked off and then sat down again to continue his dialogue with the killer, Shimon Peres. What kind of a disgrace to the Arab world was that? Well, of course, it didn't come as a surprise to any of us. But it would have come as a surprise even to the most cynical of you that when we 550 with hundreds of vehicles arrived at the port of Al Arish in Egypt, having had to detour from Aqaba all the way back to Syria to take airplanes and charter a huge ship to take our vehicles to Al Arish, and then fly in three separate airplanes to Al Arish Airport, which is a tiny airstrip, because of the intransigence of the Egyptian government. Once there, in the port, as you will have seen on television, we were locked up like animals, day after day. No one was allowed out, no one was allowed in. There were no toilet facilities. We had a large number of women on our convoy. We didn't even have a toilet to go to, nor a place to wash in. We were treated like the worst kind of criminals by an Arab Muslim country when all we were trying to do was take medicine to the Palestinian people who were dying for the want of it, just a few kilometers from where we were imprisoned. There's a wonderful piece of film. You can get it on my website, georgegalloway.com, or find it on YouTube, of a young boy who was on our convoy, half Scottish, half Algerian, speaking in perfect classical Arabic, beseeching the Egyptian soldiers not to attack us. All we were doing, he said, was taking the medicine to women who could be your mothers, could be your sisters, could be your daughters. Hasibun, he was telling them, judge yourselves before God judges you. Hasibun, Hasibun, he kept saying. Some of the Egyptian soldiers were crying at the beauty of the words that he was speaking. But when the order came, they attacked us with savagery, which even the Israeli army would never have done to foreigners. 55 of our 550 entered Gaza the next day, still bleeding from the attacks of these Egyptian security forces.